As KUSC at the Movies continues, we continue my conversation with composer Germaine Franco, who has been nominated for an Academy Award for the score she composed for Encanto. But she also wore several other hats while putting the soundtrack together, and with the success of the project, has become a role model for young Latina women who want to compose for films.
You played on the score. What is that process like for you, being part of this big percussion section, being also the composer, playing to picture? How does that all work?
I have a whole support team, a mixer, an engineer. We've got music editor Angie Rubin. We have so many people already in the room. We have picture. I have all the charts, working with Booker White. We've got orchestrators just standing by, and Disney did an amazing job of supporting me. I only go out in the room when I know everything's taken care of, because I'm producing this session. There's a lot of pre-recorded music that I'm layering orchestra and percussion on top. And so I'll only go if I know it's okay, because I need to make sure that that even though I want to enjoy playing, I've got to produce it. So I'll leave and I'll run to the section. For example, Jared bet me he would only come to a session if I played. So I said, okay, I had no idea what I was going to play, because I've been writing and working on the charts and the sessions and delivering Pro Tools files. So I jumped out there and grabbed snare drum, which is actually one of my first percussion instruments. A lot of percussionists learn on snare drum, and I played it in marching band and orchestras. And so I played snare drum, and then I also played some hand drums and the marimba, the chonta. And the reason I played the marimba was that I had used it while I was writing, and I had kind of learned the spaces, because every instrument is set very different. It's as if someone moves your keys apart just a little bit on the piano, and all of a sudden the C and the C sharp are wider apart. So I could see one of the players sort of trying to like, oh, what is this instrument? Because they'd never played it. And I said, I think I should just play it, because I know it. So I jumped in and had fun with that. So you have to realize that my background, you know, I started as a percussionist. I played piano all the time, but also playing percussion in orchestras and ensembles with Latin groups as well. So I like to work with the players that I've played with in many concerts, like Luis Conte, Alex Acuna. So when I go out there, to me, it's like going back to my family, and we have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you surprised at just the incredible commercial success of specifically this music, this score? I mean, it's nearing 500 million streams on Spotify. We Don't Talk About Bruno is the number one Disney song since A Whole New World, Aladdin, in the 90s. It's wildly popular. My wife works with a bunch of different patients at her clinic, where she sees people who come in and they're like, my kids love this music. They think it's the greatest. They're singing it all the time. This is part of our moment right now. And it just seems like it's bringing so many people so much joy.
Well, I have to agree that yes, we are so grateful for the people who have been loving the music and listening to it and dancing to it. And I don't think we had any idea when we were working on the project that the response would be this incredible and intense. And we know that it's a beautiful film. We know that we're doing our best job. We want to create the best work we can. Lin's songs are amazing. I mean, from the first time I heard Bruno, I was like, oh, this one, I love this one. I was able to add some of the orchestra on top of the songs and produce that for him. But I learned from the beginning that as long as you just do your best work, nobody knows what the response is going to be. No one can measure that. There's no data that you can guess. But to see these numbers and to see the overwhelming response on social media and Spotify and iTunes, and it's a gold record. I mean, that is just coming from people who are loving it. There was something in the music that they responded to. And I think a lot of it is the joyous rhythms and the joyous idea of celebrating family and friends. Right now, the world is in turmoil, and it has been for the past couple of years with the pandemic. And for some reason, this music touched people in a way we had no idea the wave would be this big.
Yeah, that's really beautifully said. Have you had a moment to sort of take stock of both what this Oscar nomination means for you, for Latina women around the world, and also what this job has meant with Disney for you and for opening doors, perhaps in the future for others?
I do have a responsibility because now I'm getting so many people saying, you're representing us. We see ourselves there. You made it there. And that makes me happy. I feel very proud to open the door. And when I'm working, I'm not thinking about opening any doors. I'm just thinking about doing the best work and writing the best music. But I'm super, super proud to be here and happy and really feel like we have a responsibility to also move it, you know, pay it forward. And that's why I work so much in education. I'm working with the Neighborhood Music School in Boyle Heights. I'm speaking to universities. I work with Sundance Institute as a mentor. You know, to me, that's how this door was opened for me through my greatest music teachers, like Phil Krause, Luis Conte, Emil Richards, you know, John Ashton Thomas, John Powell, people who supported me. This is how I got here. It was not something I did alone.
Well, congratulations again on the nomination, on the tremendous success of the music that I felt is so moving and so joyful. And you're so right. It's perfect for the moment as well. So thanks for your time, and we appreciate it. Congrats.
Oh, thank you so much to KUSC. And I love listening to your music. I hear it all the time. And I find new pieces when I listen to your show. So thanks so much, Brian.